This is Northwest News on 88.5 KNKX. Crews are still working to clean up a wastewater treatment plant in Seattle's Magnolia neighborhood. The plant flooded earlier this month and has been spilling untreated wastewater into Puget Sound. 88.5's Simone Alisea reports on how the county is trying to speed up the repairs.
King County Councilmember Rod Dembowski summed up the county's problem during an emergency vote about the West Point treatment plant.
Frankly, it's an environmental catastrophe every day that it's not running. I hate to use those words, but it's true.
The plant has been running at limited capacity since floods totally crippled its treatment abilities a few weeks ago. Crews have been working around the clock to get the plant up and running. To make that happen, the county council unanimously approved a motion to continue to forego the competitive bidding process for contractors who would help with the repairs. Councilmember Claudia Balducci says job number one is fixing the plant.
Job 1A, if you will, because it's not really job two, is to find out what went wrong so that we make sure it doesn't ever happen again.
The county would be allowed to hire workers without the bidding process until the end of May next year. A wastewater treatment official says that would give them time to repair some extensive electrical damage, find the underlying cause, and put together a solution for the next rainy winter season. Simone Alisea, 88.5 News.